Does it make sense to become a partner in a dental practice? I've had a ton of people ask me about this, so I decided to make a video. So when you're a lawyer or an engineer or an accountant, you're oftentimes dealing with big companies and you're doing these big projects that take multiple people to work on. You'll have the partners of the business and then you'll have the associates. The partners might be in charge of a project and they have multiple associates that are doing different aspects of the certain project. And so you might have 5-10 people working on a single project. But with a dental group, generally each dentist is going to be seeing a patient and doing a procedure on that patient. There's very few procedures in dentistry that require multiple dentists to be there. Yeah, you're going to have the dental assistant, you're going to have the hygienist, you're going to have the dentist, but like to do a crown, you don't need two dentists in the room working on that patient at the same time. The reason legal and accounting groups exist is because it provides more value to the client. The client is able to come and they're able to have multiple people work on a project while only hiring one company, rather than that company having to go out and hire 10 different subcontractors. But when a patient comes to a dental office and there's two or three dentists there versus one, it really doesn't give that patient any type of advantage. They're only going to be seeing one of those dentists there anyways. So if partnerships don't provide any additional value to patients, why do they exist? Do they provide additional value to the dentists? If so, does it make sense to become a partner in a practice? So the answer is yes. Partnerships generally do provide value to a dentist, but generally not both dentists in the arrangement. Generally, with a partnership, there is going to be one dentist that is taking advantage of another dentist. That's just the reality of it. Dental partnerships generally exist because there is one dentist who is trying to find a way to work less and wants to have another dentist at his or her practice working alongside them. And maybe they have tried associate positions, but they're looking for a way to get their associates to stay longer. Oftentimes, dental associates will come and they'll work at an office and they'll only be there for a few months and then they'll move on to buy their own practice or start their own practice. Maybe they're there a year or two, but they're not going to be there long term. The reason that some dentists want to start partnerships, that they want to offer equity to their associates, etc., it's because they're trying to incentivize the dentist to stay there longer so that they can continue to receive the advantages of taking advantage of this younger dentist. There's always going to be a power imbalance where the older established dentist is taking advantage of the younger dentist. Just think about it logically. If a dentist has a successful practice and they're wanting to sell off a percentage of their office and have you come in as a partner, it's because they're getting some sort of advantage to doing that. Maybe if you're like working with a family member and they're like giving you the equity because they're being nice. I personally could never work with my dad. I love my dad, but like working with / for him would be a disaster. But if you can make it work and you have a parent that you enjoy working with, I'm not saying that's a terrible idea. And in that case, maybe it makes sense to take partial equity. Generally not though. Generally that does not work out. I do not recommend it. But that's kind of the only arrangement where the owner is giving you equity because they're trying to be nice to you. In real life, if you're working as an associate somewhere and the dentist tries to give you or sell you some sort of equity in that business, it's not because they're being nice. It's not because they have your best interest in mind. It's because they're trying to get you to stay at that office because they want you to be there as an associate because they're enjoying making more money and working less because you're an associate at their practice. If you are working for another dentist, you are helping them to make more money while working less. So of course, they want you to stay around, and it can be hard to find new associates. It can be really hard, and the transition period of switching between associates can be really hard on patients, and sometimes you'll end up losing patients during the process. The patients don't like seeing new dentists, etc., every month they come in. So the idea with the partnership is the dentist is saying, hey, I'll offer you a percentage of equity to get you to stay around. Because once you have some partial equity in that business, it's going to be a lot harder for you to just leave that office and go somewhere else. When you own 100% of the business, It's pretty simple to sell your business if you want to move or if you want to retire. But when you own partial equity in a business, it is extremely difficult to sell that away. Hopefully within your contract, you have some sort of buyback agreement with the seller. It's probably going to be at the seller's advantage, not yours, but at least it gives you an option to get out of the contract if you want to, because you probably are going to want to. Some research shows that up to 80% of partnerships fail within the first year. It might seem like it's a good idea starting out, but once you actually get into a business and start working with someone else, and you realize that you don't agree on everything, that can cause a lot of drama and a lot of trouble. And generally, partnerships, they do not work out. Partnerships are not making you faster. They're not making you more profitable. They're not providing any advantage to the patient. They're simply providing a way for one dentist to take advantage of another dentist. If you're in a situation where you want to work part-time and another dentist wants to work part-time, maybe a partnership could work because you can share staff and common resources. If you're in a situation where you only want to work 2 days a week and you have another dentist that only wants to work 2 days a week, but your front office team and your assistants and your hygienist, they want to work 4 days a week, maybe then it would make sense to do some sort of partnership, but you'd need to structure the business in a way in which your compensation is very much tied to your production, because you might have a situation where one dentist is working a lot harder than the other. And of course, that's going to create some difficulties because one dentist is going to want to be paid more than the other, which would be fair if one dentist is working more, but you're going to have to come to an agreement on what that percentage is going to be. And if you were going to try to pursue this, you'd want to make sure that you're going to be on a level playing field with the other dentist. This isn't a situation where you were working as an associate for this dentist and then they offered you to become a partner, because that's not a good idea. That's not going to work out. But if you come in together and you're on equal playing fields, maybe you can make this work. But ultimately the question is why? Why are you even trying to make this partnership work? And 99% of the time when I have dentists ask me, should I be part of this dental partnership where they want me to buy in? It's not because the dentist has really thought it through and thinks that this partnership is going to be the best opportunity for them. It's generally because the dentist is lazy and doesn't want to look to find a practice to buy. And they're working at an associate job and the owner brought up the idea of a partial equity in the business. If you're in your 30s or even in your 40s, you've got another 30 plus years to work as a dentist. Don't be afraid of spending a little bit of time and energy to find a practice to buy where you can be 100% owner. I wouldn't even waste my time considering a partnership opportunity. I would go and find as many practice brokers as you can in your area. And there's probably going to be at least 5, maybe as many as 10. And you need to reach out to every single one and ask them if they have a practice for sale in your area. Look at as many practices as you can find. You want to also be reaching out to supply and equipment reps in your area. You want to reach out to specialists like orthodontists and endodontists who might know dentists who are fixing to retire. If you really are looking at a specific area, I also recommend sending out mailers to all the dentists in the area just to get an idea of maybe you can find a dentist who's about to retire. Most practices end up selling through brokers, so I would start with that. Reach out to every broker you can find. The brokers do not tell you about practices that other brokers have for sale because they only get a commission on practices that they personally sell. So that's why you need to reach out to every single broker, not just one. Don't waste your time trying to make some partnership agreement work out. Just buy your own practice and be 100% of the owner of your own business so that you can call the shots. You can keep all of the profit. And if you want to be in a situation where you have another dentist working with you, if you are the owner, then you can just hire an associate to work there with you. Don't be worrying about trying to do a partnership. It's just not a good idea. So should you consider becoming a partner in a dental practice? No. No, you should not. In my opinion, you are better off owning your own practice 100% where you can call the shots. No one will care about your success more than you.